Today's efforts to understand the past are all aimed toward a better future. For archaeologist Dr. Yoshihiko Shinoto, this was his life's work. And with institutions like the Bishop Museum, that work will continue. Archaeology researcher Eric Komori says scientists thought Hawaii was too young and the environment not favorable for preservation until a discovery in a Kuleo'o cave in 1950.
Kenneth Emery with his students were digging rock shelter there and found some charcoal at the base of a fire pit in the shelter. Astoundingly, it came out to be, I think it was 500 years old. No one thought that people had been living here that long.
Archaeologist Dr. Yoshihiko Shinoto credited Dr. Emery with kidnapping him in 1954, introducing him to Pua Ali'i, a site in the dunes above the cliffs at South Point. Without pottery, traditionally a key indicator, Shinoto began a search for other means to establish dates and relationships. His family soon joined him in Hawaii, and Dr. Shinoto began a much-decorated 60-year tenure with the Bishop Museum. Dr. Shinoto's son, archaeologist Akihiko Shinoto.
Since he started in Hawaii, the question that he asked himself is, Hawaii is an isolated group of islands in the middle of the Pacific. How did these people get here?
The search for those origins took Dr. Shinoto to the Marquesas and the Society Islands for groundbreaking discoveries.
The first thing he would do is, he called it in his own words, prospecting. He would get to an island and he'd walk it.
Looking for good places to live. On an island, coastal flats into valleys, people usually live there still, and shell or bone fragments do turn up. And Shinoto says Tahitian land crabs burrow and basically do test excavating for you. Layers of dark then light sand are indicators of human habitation.
You'd always concentrate around areas where there are passes through the reef, access for canoes and things like that. Some of the Tahitians, they said, you know, these artifacts are calling out to him because he's always finding things, you know.
He worked in Tahiti for decades. But 3 or 4 years ago, yeah, when he went back, they finally told him, oh, now we know why you did this for so many years. So he was happy. He was really happy.
Today's work on the past is for the future. Dr. Shinoto worked tirelessly to ensure people an accurate picture of the past, fighting that pastiche of cultural signs that can be marketed as authentic. Dr. Shinoto's breakthrough was realizing the significance of Polynesian fish hooks. He postulated early settlers went from the Marquesas to the Society Islands and from there to Hawaii.
When they were out doing pelagic fishing, obviously the fishermen would have seen birds coming from a different direction. Oh, that must mean there might be islands out there. His idea was that a very first voyaging took place because of curiosity.
This week, the Bishop Museum welcomes nearly 70 community elders from Huahine, an island where Dr. Shinoto's work is ongoing. They'll honor his legacy with traditional kite flying, huge kites. Dr. Shinoto revived the kites in the 1980s, and it's become a competitive sport. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.